this deep dive is, we've got some intriguing material to cover.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is this isn't just, another UFO story.
Right.
These are firsthand accounts from a former U.S. Marine stationed in Indonesia after the 2009 tsunami.
Wow.
And we even have excerpts from his military discharge documents to corroborate some of the details.
That's pretty compelling stuff.
Yeah.
What I find really fascinating is how this account connects a seemingly routine humanitarian mission with, potential high-level secrecy.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah.
Our Marine was part of the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit attached to the 7th Naval Fleet.
Okay.
They were aboard the USS Denver, which is a ship that's more accustomed to amphibious assaults than disaster relief.
Right.
So not exactly the type of unit you'd expect to be stargazing in the jungle.
Yeah, precisely. And the context is important here.
Yep.
We're talking about the aftermath of a devastating tsunami. The Marines were deployed for humanitarian aid, but the situation was complex. There were even reports of President Obama's family members being in the region,
Okay. Which
may have added to the political sensitivities.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So this Marine and his unit are sent to secure a remote location for aid distribution.
Hmm.
They're dropped off by helicopter with limited communication, which he himself points out was unusual for this type of mission.
Yeah, that detail immediately raises a red flag for me.
Really?
Why the limited communication? Was there something they didn't want these Marines to report?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
As they're setting up their position, the Marine sees something strange moving and rotating down a slope.
And his descriptions of the object are incredibly vivid.
Yeah.
He talks about a large octagonal craft, big enough to fit 3 helicopters underneath, with a pyramid-like structure on top.
Ooh.
And get this.
What?
It was shifting colors between light gray and black.
No way.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
He even managed to capture some of it on his old Panasonic video camera. He described hearing an audible hum coming from it, like a transformer.
Mm.
Definitely not something you'd expect to find in a remote Indonesian jungle.
Right.
And then things took an even stranger turn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What happened?
As they get closer to investigate, they're suddenly confronted by armed soldiers.
Okay.
But these weren't your typical Indonesian military.
So who were they?
These guys were decked out in black camouflage with no insignias, heavily armed with what seemed like advanced equipment, including night vision goggles.
Oh, wow.
And the strangest part.
Yeah.
They spoke with American accents.
Now, if we consider what another witness later told Dr. Greer, this detail takes on an even more unsettling dimension.
Okay. What's...
According to this other witness, the soldiers were potentially involved in smuggling, possibly even human trafficking.
Wait, hold on. Smuggling, possibly even human trafficking?
Yeah.
That's a serious accusation.
It is. And while we don't have concrete proof, the details surrounding this encounter certainly warrant further scrutiny.
I agree. So you have these mysterious soldiers, this strange craft, and these Marines who are essentially cut off from communication with their command. What happened next?
Well, according to the Marine, 4 up-armored F-350 trucks with large cases and trailers arrived and started unloading their contents onto a platform beneath the craft.
Wow. This sounds like something straight out of a movie.
I know, right?
What did the Marines do?
They were ordered to stand down. Their IDs were confiscated. They were photographed and even scanned with some kind of biometric device. The soldiers were aggressive and threatening, making it clear the Marines were not to interfere.
That's incredibly unnerving.
Yeah.
What happened to the craft?
After the unloading was complete, it simply vanished.
What?
The Marine described it lifting off silently and incredibly fast, heading toward the ocean.
What?
No sonic boom, no rotor wash, nothing.
That's insane.
If you think about the technological implications, it's astounding. Silent propulsion, incredible speed, potentially advanced cloaking capabilities. This raises serious questions about the level of technology at play here.
Did the Marines report what they saw?
They did. But what followed suggests a concerted effort to suppress their story. Upon returning to their ship, they were debriefed by a rear admiral they'd never seen before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A few days later, they were given liberty in Subic Bay. When they returned to the ship, they discovered their camera and cell phones were missing from a secured locker.
That does sound suspicious.
Yeah.
Like someone wanted to make sure there was no record of what they saw.
Exactly. And it doesn't end there.
Really?
When they returned to Camp Hansen in Okinawa, our Marine was summoned to an office and pressured by an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel to sign an NDA.
An NDA. That's pretty serious stuff. What did the NDA say?
It specifically prohibited him from discussing the events in Padang, Indonesia.
Wow.
The lieutenant colonel was missing his name tag and used intimidation tactics to try and force the Marine to sign.
Jeez.
All of this points to a deliberate cover-up.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it does make you wonder what they were trying to hide.
Right.
Could it be something more than just smuggling?
It's certainly possible. The Marine's testimony combined with the corroborating details and the apparent cover-up suggests something extraordinary occurred that day in Indonesia. But to really understand what happened, we need to analyze the different possibilities.
Okay, so let's do that. What are some possible explanations for what the Marines saw?
Well, the most obvious explanation, and the one many skeptics would point to, is misidentification.
Okay.
Could the Marine have mistaken a conventional aircraft or drone for something more exotic?
That's a good point. There are a lot of experimental aircraft and drones being developed these days. Is there any evidence to support the misidentification theory?
Not really. The Marine's description of the craft is very specific, and it doesn't match any known aircraft or drone. The octagonal shape, the pyramid structure on top, the color shifting, and the silent propulsion are all highly unusual features.
So if it wasn't misidentification, what else could it be?
Some have suggested it could have been a hoax, perhaps orchestrated by the mysterious soldiers themselves.
A hoax? Why would they do that?
Maybe it was a way to test the Marines' reactions.
Okay. Or to gauge their level of awareness. Or perhaps it was a psychological operation designed to disorient or confuse them.
That's an interesting theory. Is there any evidence to support it?
Again, not really. There's no indication the Marine or his unit was part of any kind of special training exercise or psychological operation.
Okay.
And the fact that the Marine's camera and cell phone went missing suggests someone was trying to erase evidence, not create it.
Okay, so if it wasn't misidentification or a hoax, what other possibilities are there?
Well, this is where we get into more speculative territory.
Okay.
Some believe the craft could have been a secret government project, perhaps a prototype of some advanced technology.
Like a next-generation stealth aircraft or something.
Possibly. But the technology described by the Marine seems far beyond anything currently known to exist.
Right.
The silent propulsion, the speed, and the apparent cloaking capabilities would represent a significant leap forward in aerospace technology.
So if it wasn't a conventional aircraft, a hoax, or a secret government project, what does that leave us with? Well, some have suggested the craft could have been extraterrestrial in origin.
Okay, now we're getting into the really interesting stuff. Is there any evidence to support the extraterrestrial hypothesis?
While the Marine's testimony is compelling, it's important to remember that eyewitness accounts are not always reliable, and without physical evidence, it's impossible to say for sure what the craft was or where it came from.
You're right, we need to be careful about jumping to conclusions, but let's for a moment entertain the possibility that the Marine did see an extraterrestrial craft. What would that mean?
It would be a paradigm-shifting event. It would mean that we are not alone in the universe and that there are other intelligent beings out there with technology far beyond our own.
That's a pretty profound thought. What would the implications be for humanity if we knew for sure that extraterrestrial life existed?
It's hard to say. It would depend on the nature of the extraterrestrial civilization and their intentions toward humanity. Some believe contact with an advanced extraterrestrial civilization would be beneficial for humanity. It could lead to technological advancements, scientific breakthroughs, and even spiritual enlightenment.
But it could also be dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? Like in those alien invasion movies.
Certainly. If the extraterrestrial civilization were hostile or had goals that conflicted with our own contact, could pose a serious threat to humanity.
So we're back to the big question. What really happened that day in Indonesia?
We may never know for sure, but I think the Marine's testimony raises some important questions about what our government knows about unidentified aerial phenomena and what they may be hiding from the public.
What do you think we should do about it? Should we just accept that there are things out there we may never understand, or should we keep pushing for answers?
I think it's important to keep an open mind and to continue investigating these phenomena. The more we learn, the better equipped we'll be to handle whatever the future holds.
Okay, so let's assume for a moment that there is something to this extraterrestrial hypothesis. What would an advanced civilization capable of interstellar travel look like? Would they be biological beings like us, or something entirely different?
That's a fascinating question. There's a concept called the Kardashev scale, which categorizes civilizations based on their energy consumption.
I've heard of that. It basically says that a type I civilization can harness all the energy of its home planet. A type 2 can harness the energy of its star, and a type 3 can harness the energy of its entire galaxy.
Exactly. Based on what we've discussed today, if the craft observed by the Marine was indeed extraterrestrial, they would likely be at least a Type 2 civilization. They would have master technologies that we can only dream of, like controlled fusion power, anti-gravity propulsion, and perhaps even faster than light travel.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. So what would a Type 2 civilization look like? Would they even be recognizable as beings?
It's hard to say. They might have evolved beyond physical forms as we understand them. They could exist as pure energy or as some kind of hive mind. Or they might look very similar to us having followed a similar evolutionary path.
That's a lot to take in. It makes you realize how limited our current understanding of the universe really is.
It does. But that's what makes exploring these topics so exciting. We're constantly pushing the boundaries of knowledge and challenging our assumptions about what's possible.
Okay, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a bit more concrete. You mentioned earlier that ideally we'd need radar data, military records, communication logs, and maybe even satellite imagery to confirm the Marines' account. What could this data potentially reveal?
Well, radar data could show us the trajectory of the craft, its speed, and its altitude. It could also reveal whether the craft is using any kind of stealth technology or electronic countermeasures.
And what about the military records and communication logs? What could we learn from those?
They could provide insights into the military's response to the incident. Did they scramble jets? Did they try to communicate with the craft? Did they try to cover up the event?
And what about satellite imagery? Could that provide any useful information?
Possibly. If there were any satellites overhead at the time of the incident, their imagery might show the craft on the ground or in the air. It might even show the mysterious soldiers and the unloading of the trucks.
So there is potentially a lot of evidence out there that could corroborate the Marines' account. The question is, how do we get access to it?
That's the challenge. Much of this information is likely classified, and getting access to it would require navigating a complex web of bureaucracy and secrecy.
You're right. It wouldn't be easy, but I think it would be worth the effort.
I agree. Uncovering the truth about this incident could have profound implications for our understanding of unidentified aerial phenomena and our place in the universe.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much ground, from eyewitness accounts to government cover-ups to the possibility of extraterrestrial life.
And we've barely scratched the surface. There's still so much we don't know.
That's both exciting and a little bit scary. It is.
Yeah.
But it's this sense of mystery and the potential for discovery that keeps us coming back for more. It's like we're standing at the edge of the unknown, peering into the darkness, wondering what might be out there.
And with each new piece of information, with each new account, like the one you've brought us, we take another step closer to understanding the true nature of our reality.
I want to circle back to the idea of a Type 2 civilization for a moment.
Yeah.
You mentioned they would have access to technologies we can only dream of. Could you elaborate on that? What kind of technologies might a civilization at that level possess?
Imagine harnessing the full power of the sun.
Wow.
A Type 2 civilization could construct something called a Dyson sphere.
A Dyson sphere?
A hypothetical megastructure that would encompass a star capturing its entire energy output.
A Dyson sphere. That sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Yeah, it does. But from a purely engineering perspective, it's not entirely implausible. Such a structure would provide a civilization with virtually limitless energy, allowing them to power technologies that would seem like magic to us.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, with that kind of energy at their disposal, they could manipulate space-time, creating wormholes for interstellar travel, or even manipulating gravity to their advantage. They could have advanced artificial intelligence that surpasses human capabilities in every way. They might even be able to control matter at the subatomic level, essentially becoming masters of their physical environment.
It's hard to even fathom what that level of technological advancement would look like. It'd be like comparing our current technology to that of the Stone Age.
Exactly. Okay. And that's why it's so important to keep an open mind when exploring these topics. We have to be willing to challenge our assumptions about what's possible.
Okay, let's bring this back down to Earth for a moment.
Mm.
We've talked about the potential for radar data, military records, and satellite imagery to corroborate the Marines' account. But those are all government sources. Are there any independent sources of information that could shed light on this event?
There are a few avenues worth exploring. For example, there are organizations dedicated to investigating UFO sightings and collecting eyewitness accounts.
Okay.
They might have reports from other individuals who witnessed something unusual in Indonesia around the same time.
So there's a possibility that other people might have seen this craft, but maybe they were afraid to come forward or didn't know who to report it to?
Precisely. There's also the possibility that local news outlets in Indonesia might have picked up on something, perhaps reports of strange lights in the sky or unusual military activity.
Hmm.
It would require digging through archives and translating local news reports, but it's possible there's some information out there that's been overlooked.
It sounds like there's a lot of potential for further investigation, even if the government continues to stonewall.
Absolutely. Citizen investigators and independent researchers play a vital role in uncovering the truth about these phenomena.
You know, it's interesting to think about the motivations of those involved. If there was indeed a cover-up, why go to such lengths to silence the Marine? What were they so afraid of?
It's hard to say for sure, but it's possible they were trying to protect national security or to prevent widespread panic, or maybe they were trying to control the narrative to prevent the public from learning about something that could challenge the established order.
It's a bit unsettling to think that there might be powerful forces at work trying to keep the truth hidden from us.
It is, but it's also empowering to realize that we have the ability to seek out the truth, to question authority, and to demand transparency.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are your final thoughts on the Marines' account and the larger phenomenon of unidentified aerial phenomena?
I think the Marines' account is credible and deserves to be taken seriously. It raises important questions about what our government knows and what they may be hiding from the public. As for the larger phenomenon of UAPs, I believe it's one of the most important mysteries of our time. It challenges our assumptions about our place in the universe and forces us to confront the unknown.
It certainly does. This has been a fascinating and thought-provoking deep dive. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us and for helping us to navigate these complex and often confusing topics.
It's been my pleasure.
And to you, our listener, we hope this deep dive has provided you with some valuable insights and perhaps even sparked your own curiosity about the unknown. If this encounter has raised new questions for you or prompted you to re-examine your own beliefs about the universe, then we've achieved our goal.
Remember, the truth is out there waiting to be discovered. Keep searching. Keep questioning and never stop exploring the mysteries of our universe.
And on that note, we'll sign off. Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity burning bright.